This is TWiT.
The prospects for Comcast's $45.2 billion acquisition of Time Warner Cable are looking increasingly grim. We told you yesterday about probable Department of Justice opposition to the merger, but now the Federal Communications Commission is apparently against it as well. Matthew Garahan is a global media editor for the Financial Times and joins us now. Hey, Matthew, how you doing?
Hey, doing well, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. Now, the FCC told both Comcast and Time Warner yesterday that they're inclined to oppose the merger. What is their main opposition?
Well, they haven't said anything publicly yet, but the basic feeling is that they don't feel it's in the public interest. That's according to the sources that we have at the FCC who've said this off the record. The main issue appears to be the fact that it's not creating such a big company that controls such a large part of U.S. telecoms and cable infrastructure is not going to be good for consumers and not in the public interest.
The FCC doesn't actually have to formally oppose the deal to kill it, do they? Can you explain that a little bit, Matthew?
No, the issue is it's a procedural step that they've taken. They've referred or recommended that the deal be go through to what they call an administrative hearing, which basically means that the proponents of the deal will have to go to in front of an administrative judge and make their case. And that sounds fairly straightforward, but in the last 30 years, something like only two deals that have gone to that process have actually made it and been cleared. So it's kind of a death knell for the deal. And again, people around the deal are saying that by making this step, by referring it in this way, the FCC has effectively torpedoed it.
It's like the committee of death. Now, the government, people tend to think that the government is either going to say, yeah, go ahead and merge, or no, you can't merge. But in fact, if they do allow the merger, it's going to come with a lot of strings attached. What kind of requirements would likely be imposed on Comcast if they do end up approving this?
Well, Comcast tried to head them off on that, and they did a deal with Charter Communications, a big John Malone-controlled cable company, to sell or divest some of the subscribers, to sell some of the subscribers they would have got if the merger had gone ahead to Charter. And it's likely that there had been other concessions of that nature, that they'd have had to divest other subscribers. So they weren't all powerful, weren't all in so much control of broadband access in the United States.
It seems like trust in consumers as well as the government is kind of playing a big part here. Do the FCC and DOJ trust Comcast to honor any requirements or agreements that might be imposed as a condition for approval?
I think that's unclear. I think that, if they lay down the concessions, there'd be an expectation that they'd follow through. I mean, there are some critics of Comcast's deal to buy NBC Universal, who said Comcast didn't follow through with on all of its promises and all of the concessions it said it would make. There might have been a bit of a legacy of that hanging over this particular deal. But I think the key thing that really did for this deal, that really put this deal sort of on the back foot, was the intervention in November of Barack Obama when he spoke out against net neutrality. And that really politicized the environment for broadband access. And I think there was a subconscious suggestion that the FCC should take broadband access and broadband market power into greater consideration than it did. And I think that that's pretty much what they've done.
Now, Matthew, I asked this question of an interview guest we had yesterday, and I want to get your take on it because yesterday we didn't have this information about the FCC. Given right. What we've learned in the last 24 hours, what chance would you say Comcast has of getting an approval on this thing?
I think it's dead. I mean, okay. We're writing this afternoon that it's all but dead, barring a kind of miracle. Again, the word from our sources is that they're not going to fight this and that they're going to let it go. I think there are still some discussions going on between Comcast and the FCC officials, but this procedural step, and it sounds pretty technical and quite boring, but it's big enough, I think, to throw the whole thing off course, and I think Comcast will go elsewhere. I mean, they have this war chest, $45 billion, which they can look to buy something else. They could double down on content. They bought NBC Universal a few years ago. They might turn their attention away from Time Warner Cable to Time Warner, make a bigger bet on content. They might go overseas to Europe. Comcast is still a pretty U.S.-centric company. Or, you know, they might buy Netflix, for example. That's one of the companies speculated by analysts today that that might be on their radar. So I think this is going to trigger a real change in approach for Comcast away from doubling down on cable infrastructure and possibly looking at completely different acquisitions altogether.
Well, one sounds like one way or the other, something's going to change here. And it is good news, in my opinion, that this is likely to be killed and will probably not go through. Matthew Garahan, thank you so much for giving me that good news. You can find Matthew Garahan at FT.com, and you can also follow him on Twitter at Matt Garahan. That's G-A-R-R-A-H-A-N. Thank you so much again for joining
us,
Matthew.
Nice to be here. Thanks a lot.
All right. Let us know what you think about this news by sending email to tnt@twit.tv. We want to hear your opinion about the Comcast merger or what sounds increasingly like a non-merger.